I suppose if we voted a reality TV personality as our president, we shouldn't be surprised that we've made the White House a running joke. Jerry Springer, where are you when we need you? This past week, the wives of the Donald are mud wrestling. The mother of Don Jr. and Ivanka claims she is a true first lady, has a direct line to the White House, and would straighten up the Oval Office daycare in a week. Ouch. Melania slaps back that this is all about Ivana drumming publicity for her tell-all book. And a breathless America, weaned on celebrity news gossip, waits for the next POTUS tweet. Now, that's entertainment. Remember a few short months back when the pundits wondered if the president would adapt to the solemnity of the office and become, oh, I don't know, more presidential? They don't wonder now. And serious Republicans are realizing their dream of leading this horse to water and making him drink were fantasies and delusions. This horse won't go near the waterhole. He'd rather splash in the toilet. He may have even hired horse to piss on the bed the Obamas slept in. Nah, we didn't vote for class. We voted for crass. And if some folks are disappointed, think how the rest of us feel. Because it's worse, way worse than, well, we ever dreamed. Every empire deserves one or two Caligulas, power-crazed psychopaths who steer the ship of state into the ditch. Great civilizations eventually succumb to corruption, hubris, or greed, a form of shared insanity and decadence. Usually the populace rises up in revolt when enough is actually beyond enough, preferring anarchy to chains and abuse, neglect, or subjugation. This empire, nurtured on violent pablum and prize-fueled game shows, happily voted in the man they'll be just as happy to send to the guillotine. Rome wasn't built in a day, and it didn't crumble in one either, but there are ways to speed it up.